Oh, jeez. NBA Australia. Welcome to NBA Australia. It's Monday, January 8th. Oh, my God. I can't believe it's January 8th already. Where's the time going? That's right, man. NBA Australia in Australia. It's our last week actually recording in Australia. Absolutely brutal. Where does the time go, I ask? Anyway, this is NBA Australia, your favorite daily NBA podcast for all things NBA and a whole mess of Australia thrown in for good measure. I'm James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, The Brooklyn Game, and one half of the Durong Guys NBA podcast. And I am currently here in Clements Ballarat HQ Studios in Australia, wrapping up every game from a huge NBA weekend. Well, it's not every game. It's just highlights because there was a lot. And we'll also add in a bunch of the usual dumbassery. There's Better Than Lonzo Ball, the Andrew Gaze Fundamentally Sound NBA Australia Hall of Fame, our dickhead of the weekend, and we check in on every Australian NBA player to see how they're doing in 2018. And you know what? It's Monday, so we have a brand new Delhi review at the end of the episode, and I'll tell you, everybody's favorite headhunter has a good one today. It's an absolute corker. And we preview all of today's NBA games. There's a lot to do, so let's just get to it. NBA Australia, let's go! Oh yeah, that's it. You ready? Are you watching for the Shaq attack? Because it's NBA Australia and is the daily whip around. Right there, this is where we whip around the NBA, recap all of the previous proceedings going on in the NBA. Let's talk about some weekend highlights, because I think we took up all of the news that went on over the weekend in a couple of the other segments, like and whatnot. So we'll get to those at some point. So weekend highlights, what happened in the NBA on the weekend? Wow, there's a lot. And because we're in Australia, we have a weird mix of what was the weekend, and it's still kind of the weekend in the States. I'm not going to apologize. It's a time difference. Australia, we're one step ahead, motherfucker. What was it, last Thursday? The Warriors beat Houston in the old 1-2 top-of-the-table clash on Friday, our time. So that was Thursday night, America. This was a great game. It was fun as hell. It's the old top-of-the-table, the old 1-2 right there. Bang! Chris Paul tried to keep in the rocks sort of up with the older Warriors there, but Steph and Clay weren't giving it up. There was no KD in this one, no James Harden. So it's not entirely a bit of a look at your old Western Conference Finals, but, you know, it's a sneak peek into how the teams operate, and the Warriors won. So, you know, there you go. It's like, I love that they just went, all right, we're up like 7, and then Steph just kind of shimmies up and goes, ah, fuck you, we're up 10. And it's like, oh, man, Houston can't win this. How did that just happen? The Warriors then turn around and kick the absolute bejesus out of the Clippers after Blake Griffin went out with a concussion as well. Steph Curry, the nerd, with a very nice little gesture there, going back to check on Blake while play was live. And we'll talk more about his performance in just a little bit. The Heat beat the Knicks in OT. Super cool Bees. Man, the new king of New York City had 20 and 10. The Zinger, man, he is just struggling because, I don't know, I don't know what has happened to our Supercharged Zinger Burger. I don't know what's happened to the Supercharged Zinger. It's 15 and 7 in this one. I don't know, for the Heat, man, Wayne Ellington, because of course he did, had 24. Fuck Wayne Ellington. God damn, every other team apart from the Heat, he's been shit. Go figure. Anyway, so the Heat, just cruising along now, man. Just cruising along, chilling along. Just like, all right, man, we're probably going to make the playoffs. How do you feel about that? It's like, we'll actually probably be the 5 seed. Maybe the 6 seed. I don't know. Are they better than Milwaukee? Well, they're tied with Milwaukee and Detroit at the moment. 21 and 17. Jesus. Miami, just cruising. Just cruising. What else happened? The Pistons randomly beat the Rockets without Andre Drummond. The old Rockets there were coming off were on a back-to-back. Pistons like, all right, fuck you. We don't have Andre Drummond. Of course we'll beat you. Everyone was like, oh yeah, that makes total fucking sense. And then, of course, the Pistons turned around with Andre Drummond and lost to the fucking Sixers. Unbelievable. It's so weird. They had 32 points and a half against the Sixers last Thursday. That is unbelievable. So, I don't know, does Andre Drummond make you good? Does he make you bad? The Pistons, they're kind of like, we don't know. We don't know. The Bulls beat the Mavs thanks to Chris Dunn. We'll talk about him in a little bit in Better Than Lonzo Ball. And I'll tell you what, the Bulls scored 47 points in the fourth quarter. Holy crap. And then the Bulls went out and had the Sans hell beat out of them by the Bulls. Wait, no, the Pacers then beat the Sans hell out of the Bulls. Jesus, they're up 41 at one point in this game. Man, the pace is adding up, smoking them by 39 total. In the Victor Oladipo's return game, he had 23 points in 24 minutes. He had 5 steals in the first 7 minutes of the game. Unbelievable. Good job, Victor. How about our old friends, Fighting Bobby Portis and Face Miritich? Well, they weren't too crash on in either of these games. Combined, I think they make a good player, but individually, it was a tough one. Face had 11 and 10, then 8 and 2 against the Mavs and then the Pacers. Then Fighting Bobby Portis had 8 and 5, then 15 and 4. So, you know, combine each of their games and it's an okay player. The thing is, Fighting Bobby Portis and Face Miritich are different people. God damn it. TJ Leaf for the Pacers faced Paul Zipser as well. That was a nice, just like, how do my balls taste there, Paul? Are they good? On you, TJ. Tooge! All right, Boston beat the Wolves at home despite Karl Anthony Towns having 25 points and 23 rebounds. That's a man-sized game. They then snuck past Brooklyn, did the Celtics without Al Horford. That was their 6th straight win. Jesus. And how's this? Jason Tatum, in that game against Brooklyn, had 5 blocks and 3 steals. The last rookie to do that was Kevin Garnett. Unbelievable. That's a long time ago. That's 1996, yo. It's 21 years. No one's had a game like that as a rookie. Holy shit. The Celtics have gone 33-10 so far this year. 33-10. And they've played. That's, you know, if you add it up, that's 43 games. Are you paying attention? Do maths. So 43 games in 82 days at the start of this season. They play their final 39 games over 95 days. So I don't know how, if the Celtics go 33-10 on like no rest and then have like a whole mess more rest in the second half, how much better do you think they're actually going to be? Jesus, I'll tell you. Number one seed, lock it. How about Jahlil Okafor? Popped up in that Brooklyn game as well. He had in 13 minutes, he had 12 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 blocks on 5 of 12. There's a little bit of life for the old dog yet. The old dog who's 22. Nice one. Cleveland got back on track with a win over Orlando. LeBron came within 1 assist of a triple-double. And this was a fucking stat line for the ages. He had 33, 10, and 9 with 6 steals and a block. That's the 4th time ever someone has finished with at least that stat line in the regular season. The last time that happened was Derek Coleman in 1993. Also, how good was fucking Derek Coleman? Shit. K-Love had 27-5 in this one, but the big story is Isaiah Thomas, the little guy. Still round, kicking in. How's his hip feeling? Pretty good, I tell you. He had 19 points. He started in this one. He had played 21 minutes, had 19 points, went 7 of 13 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3. How's Isaiah? He's played 40 total minutes and scored 36 points. Jesus, that's not bad. What else is going on? Mini beat the hell out of the Pelicans, getting up a terrifyingly large amount and then having 6 dudes in double figures. Jimmy Butler just out there, just going, hey, maybe I should be in the MVP conversation. What do you reckon? Everyone's like, all right, cool, you fucking jest, Jimmy Butler. You've only played good for the last month and a half. The Bucks beat the Wiz after Dele led from the front and Dick Bradley Beal. Boy, are we going to talk about that a lot in the rest of this episode, in a surprise twist. The Nugs had a career high from Trey, not Donovan Mitchell-Lyles, and beat Jingling Joe Ingles' Jazz and Donovan Mitchell, ironically enough. They've now lost 12 of the last 15, the old Jazz, and then the Kings beat the Nugs because, well, look, the Nugs beat the Jazz, the Kings beat the Nugs, back-to-back, man, schedule loss. I think the Nugs had 2 back-to-backs within 5 or 6 days, so that was definitely a schedule loss. Should have put a couple of walking around pineapples on that one. Dwight Howard came into LA on Saturday with the Hornets and killed his old team, the old Lakers there. 15-10, 2 blocks. Also overtook Chuck Barkley in the all-time NBA rebounding stats. Not bad, not bad. That's about better than anything he's ever done in LA, I think. Lakers have now lost 9 straight and play the Hawks today for the title of the worst team in the NBA. Jesus. And there you go. That was a big NBA weekend. There was a lot of stuff, a lot of fun games. Just randomly kind of like, oh shit, I better check in on that one. And there's like fun stuff going on. And we'll talk about one of those right now when we get to the NBA Strayer Approved.
That's a knife.
It's the NBA Strayer Approved Performance of the Weekend. Steph Curry, brah. How was that? The nerd went for 45 points in 3 quarters as the Warriors absolutely pants the Clips. No KD, no problems for the Warriors. 45 points in 30 minutes for the nerd. Holy shit, he could have easy had 60 plus, huh? Holy crap. So Steph has now hit 28 threes in his last four, in the four games he's come back since. And he had his ankle sprained. He's like, all right, fuck it. Now I'm really good, hey? And you're like, Jesus Christ, you're already pretty good. You know, the two-time MVP, what up? He's shooting 54%. Yeah, not bad, not bad. So since he's returned from that injury, in those four games, as I mentioned, 28 threes, he's averaging 36 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists on 57% shooting, 54% shooting from 3, and 90% from the free throw line. That is a true shooting percentage of 80.2%. Fucking hell. That is unbelievable. And just to throw this extra little one in there, Steph is scoring at 65.7% within 6 feet of the basket. Easily the best percentage among all point guards in the NBA. I will tell you, Steph Curry, that is a knife.
Nice. That's a knife.
I mean, to be fair, he was being guarded by Milos Teodosic. So, you know, I could probably put up 45 on... You and I could probably put up 45 on Milos. How about old mate, no mates after the weekend? Who's got no mates today? I'll tell you. Delhi in Washington, I'd reckon. But boy, we are still going to talk about that a whole mess, not just in old mate, no mates. Yeah, I don't know if Delhi can show his face in the DMV for just a little while. There's a lot of shit talking going on. But anyway, Dally in Washington, I reckon they don't like you. So, I don't know. See how you go. Let's get to the Lonzo Ball. Who is better than Lonzo Ball for today?
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you'll get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average.
Coming for everybody in Lithuania. Hashtag better than Lonzo Ball. Your daily look into who was better than Lonzo Ball last night. Or in this case, the weekend. Well, look, he's not a rookie, and he keeps popping up here because he is suddenly all, like, just out there, just smashing. He got a bit of run on his new team, and it is, of course, I think four-time repeat winner now, Chris Dunn, holy shit, against the Mavs and Dennis Felwell, you know, fellow young point guard, the rookie, Dennis Smith Jr., Chris Dunn just goes, all right, fuck you, I'm good, 32 points, 9 assists, 4 steals, holy shit. Loving Chris Dunn, and that whole Jimmy Butler trade is looking a little bit better now. Now that you know, Chris Dunn, the number 5 pick from 2 years ago, apparently isn't shit at basketball. How about Lonzo though? Finally came back from his shoulder strain against the Hornets and put up a pretty okay night for Lonzo. Had 11 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds, and 2 steals in 27 minutes. Not bad. More interesting is that he shot 4 of 8 from the field and 3 of 7 from 3. So maybe having his dad fuck off to Lithuania to deal with his dipshit brothers is helping him out. Just saying. On your Lonzo, welcome back, fella. Welcome back. And now we're going to get to Yeah Nahs for today, and a couple of them are very good. It's right after this one. Alright, NBA Australia, y'all ready? Because it's Yeah Nah. It's ready. It's fucking locked and loaded. It's Yeah Nah. We take 3 NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Let's get to it, shall we? Andrew Bogut. Now, I'm sure everybody saw this. The big fella. Australia's answer to Bill Russell, as we may have posted on the old NBA Australia Facebook over the weekend. Had a career high, was it 7 years ago? 2011 against the Heat. Jesus, he had 27 rebounds in a game. 12 points, 27 rebounds. 3 assists, 3 blocks. Jesus, Andrew Bogut. In his prime, no problems. Considering Amari Stoudemire fucked up his elbow, he still, you know, came back from that. No problems, mate. But the Los Angeles Lakers are clearly going in the tank because they've released the big fella. They're like, yeah, Andy, look, to be honest, we're not going to contend this year. So how about you go find somewhere that you can be useful? And Andrew Bogut's like, not a problem, fellas. This is pretty good for me. I reckon I will go to a place and I will win myself another NBA title, you fucking dickheads. So Yeah Nah today is Andrew Bogut should return to his old hood and sign with the Bucks. Yeah Nah. Yeah. I don't know. What's going to be better? Washington? The Warriors, his old teams, the Warriors and the Cavs probably don't need him. The Cavs, I mean, maybe, but they've already got, like, you know, a couple of their bench dudes. Like, basically, Tristan Thompson's, like, a better Andrew Bogut at this point, and they can barely play that motherfucker. So, I don't know if he's needed there. The Celtics have already got, well, they could, look, the Celtics could form the Aussie Dream Team with him and Bangers. Aaron Bangers Baines, but I just don't know if they need that. I feel like, you know, with Yabusele out there, with Baines, with Horford, I don't know if they need another rebounder. Maybe. Look, that's maybe a good one. But I feel like the Bucks are like that one where it's like, look, we just need another big dude just to throw in there on the odd occasion when John Henson's being shithouse. Look, Washington perhaps. Toronto definitely don't need him. I don't mean, who else? Like, do you want to stay in the West there, Bogey? Like the Spurs, they've already got two big dudes. They probably don't need you. The Timberwolves probably don't either. They've already got a big chunky white guy who doesn't do much. sorry, Cole Aldrich. The Thunder probably don't need him. The Nugs, probably not. The Blazers, they've already got a whole bunch of tall white guys. They're okay. The Pelicans have got two of the best centers in the world already. The Clips have already got DJ. I don't know, man. I feel like Milwaukee's the best spot. That or like Indy. But they've already got Al Jefferson, and he can actually score, whereas Bogut definitely can't. I don't know, man. I'm feeling Milwaukee. Maybe Miami. If he wants to stay warm, he can just hang out in Miami. What do you reckon? So there you go. Andrew Bogut should return to the Bucks. I'm on board with that. Let's do it. Number two. All right, do you want to do LeVar Ball or Deli? Let's do LeVar first. LeVar Ball is right, and Luke Walton has lost the Lakers. probably not. I don't know. I'm sure that LeVar Ball is very tapped in over there in fucking Lithuania while he's looking after the two dipshit sons that he's got who can't play very well. But I'd say the Lakers are too young to have tuned out a coach just yet. And considering that Walton is, you know, seemingly a pretty fucking great dude from all accounts, I'm not entirely convinced he's lost the team. They have lost 9 straight, which is tough. But at the same time, you got to remember that Luke Walton's probably the reason that Kuz lost his virginity at, like, Summer League. And, like, the Walton has probably sorted out Brandon Ingram with, like, every aspiring model/actress in Southern California. And, look, Luke Walton probably has helped out Julius Randle now and then and probably knows now, you know, Julius probably now knows all the good spots to bury hooker bodies. I'm just saying. Still, 9 games straight is 9 games straight. Lonzo's pregame interview today wasn't exactly a shining endorsement of Lonzo. He's like, I'll play for anybody. He knows where to find me if he wants to talk. Damn, son. Shit, that is brutal. I also love that we're going to get Lonzo's opinion every time his amazing psycho of a dad like, just starts talking shit. Imagine that, like, if you had that for everybody else. Like, hey, Jimmy, your dad said some shit about, like, youth gangs, street gangs in Australia. What do you reckon? I'm like, I don't know. It's probably fucked, eh? Like, I guess. What are you asking me for? I don't know shit. Nice one. Anyway, LeVar Ball versus Luke Walton. It was always going to happen. The 9-game losing streak. It was always going to pop up. So keep an eye on that one. And final, Deli should have been ejected for the hit on Brad Beal. Get fucked, you dickhead. He fucking ducked into it. Deli wasn't trying to hurt the guy. He didn't throw a punch. Why was he ejected? It was a hard fucking foul. Brad Beal, he just went for the steal and he just sort of ducked and fell and Deli tried to grab him as he fell. I kind of feel like it was Deli was trying to mitigate the action. So why is he ejected? Get the fuck out of here. We might talk about this a little bit more in this next segment, in fact. So, Deli should not have been ejected. Get the fuck out of here. Just play basketball. Bad boys for life. All right, let's get to then the fun one.
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
It's the unpopular opinion of the day. Look at me. Deli's hit on Brad Beal was fucking awesome, and there should be more of it. Yes! You know how you get rivalry started in the NBA? By actually having a bit of physical contact. I mean, Brad Beal bounced straight back up. He didn't get hurt. As I said, Joel Selwooded it. He ducked into it, mate. There should be far more of this. Now, the big problem is, John Wall started talking shit after this as well, right? How fucking fucked is that? So, how about we get into that? It's Monday, so who's our dickhead of the weekend? I'll tell ya. Is it a very stable genius? No, it's those pansy ass whingers in DC calling Deli's plays dirty. Get the fuck out of here. Went to the ball. Beal ducked into it. Maybe we should call out Beal for being a pussy ass flopper. Oh, fell over. And then fuck off. Beal gets up, wants to punch on with Deli, pushes the ref away by the fucking throat. How is that okay? How is Beal not getting tossed? Get the fuck out of my face with this. Deli's play was dirty. You grabbed the fucking ref by the throat, Brad Beal. Anyway, so Beal says about Dele, he plays super aggressive, sometimes overly aggressive. That's just his knack ever since he came into the league. That play was kind of crazy. I understand you want to stop the ball, but there's a right way and a wrong way. Yeah, that was the fucking right way. Did the ball stop? Yes. Then fuck off, Brad Beal. How about John Wall? Dele is, quote, known for undercutting guys, trying to box him out and stuff like that. I give no credit for that. I give credit to him for being a hard player that's hard nosed, one of the old school type players that plays very physically. I give him credit for that, but when it comes to doing dirty plays, I have no respect for him. Right, asked how he was doing after the fall, Beal was like, I'm good, I played football. Yeah, you played fucking pansy ass pad football, motherfucker. So, you know, footy, duck into it, play on, no problems, you ducked into it. Selwood, he'd win a fucking Brownlow for that. There you go. Brad Beal, John Wall, yous are our dickheads of the weekend. Get fucked. All right. Oh, man. Look, fucking Dele. I'm heated. Absolutely. He should not have been tossed. Get the fuck out of here. All right. Let's get to the Australian player watch, you know, just to calm me down. It's after this one. How good's the old ramshackle? Oh, man, love it. This is good. All right. So let's get to the NBA Australia, the Australian player watch. There's a lot of stuff going on the weekend for the Australian players and a lot of good stuff too. So let's start off with Ben Simmons. Played the Pistons on the weekend. So that was a fucking easy one, eh? 19 points, 4 rebounds, 9 assists, 2 blocks and 2 steals for the Lord and Savior. Out there smashing. Doing pretty good, Ben Simmons too. For the year, you know, he's still our rookie, easily the favorite for the rookie year there, even though Donovan Mitchell and Jason Tatum have come on. But for the year, 16.9 points, 8.4 rebounds, 7.5 assists. 1.9 steals and 1 block per game. Shooting over 50% from the field too because he's never shooting outside of 6 foot. So on your Ben Simmo, Big Simmo right there. Patty Mills, after his 26-point game against the Sixers, what was that, last Wednesday? Patty played the Suns and had not 26 points. He had 2. Oh, it was a rough one, I'll tell you. 2 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist in 18 minutes. Only went 1 of 6 from the field, 0 of 4 from 3. And the Spurs lost to the Sixers. So tough one. The Spurs play the Blazers today. So Patty Mills, will see how you go for the year. He's all right. He's over 9 points, almost 3 assists, over 2 rebounds, almost a steal a game. Good job, Patty. How about Jingler Joe Ingles there? Hasn't scored in double digits for 8 straight games now. Easily the longest stretch of his career. How's he doing today against the... There we go. We've got a result today. 103-102, Utah. Fucking hell, that is a... rough stretch they'll have. So Jingler Joe Ingles, we're going to wrap this one right now. 9 points, 3 of 8 shooting. That's three 3-pointers. He goes 3 of 7. Thing is, he adds these ancillary stats and make him actually, still very important. So he had 9 points, 8 rebounds in this one, 1 assist and 1 steal and a block. Good job, Jingler. And the Jazz lose by a point to the Heat today, but brutal. So he's averaging 6 assists a game, basically, in and 5.5 rebounds while he hasn't scored over double digits, and he keeps just adding a bit of value. Does down under Durant. He had the played the Nugs as well on the weekend. 9 points, 6 rebounds, 9 assists. Fucking not bad. He's no longer shooting better from 3 than he was from the field, which is a shame. 43.3% versus 44.3%. Rough one. How about Dele? Oh, Dele played the Raps and the Wiz on the weekend. And we all know what happened to the Wiz, but against the Raps, had a great game. 10 points with 7 assists. And then the Wiz just out there decking mofos like he's bustling Barry Hall. Fucking smash Brad Beal. And as mentioned, he ducked into it. So after 15 minutes, he was kicked out. To that point, he had 0 points, 5 assists, 1 rebound, and 4 fouls already. Dele was salty in this one. Was the old Dele? Was he like getting a bit like, all right, would you all fuck off for a second? Like he was at the fucking Maribara Park Hotel on a Saturday night. On your deli. Anyway, so he's doing all right for the year. 5 points, 3 assists, 2 rebounds per game. Shooting a little bit better from the field and 3 over since he got back from his injury. So good on your deli. How about Thon McCur against the Raps. You know, well, he and Deli are on the same team, so they both played the Raps and Wiz. On the Raps, he kept up his strong play. He had 2 really good games going into the Raps game, and he had an absolute ripper against the Raps too. 10 points. 8 rebounds. That's on 5 of 8 shooting, too. Not bad. Threw in 1 assist and 3 blocks. Thong. Blah! Out there. In 26 minutes. Nice one. Problem was against the Wiz. It was just a shit day for the Aussies, I reckon. They lose to the Wiz. He only plays 11 minutes. He only has 4 points, two boards, and one block. That's a tough one. Tough one. He wasn't even in foul trouble. It's fucking bizarre. I don't know. Good job, Thorn. Just, you know, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. He's dropped off on the three-point shooting. He's now 5 of 8 for 2018. He was 5 of 6. So what are you going to do? How about bangers? Aaron Baines. He had a massive game on the weekend against Big Cat and the Wolves. Played 27 minutes. Had his second double-double of the year. Bangers! Hey, you know, bangers? Oh, you're not bad. Had 11 points, 10 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 block. Took 13 shots. Holy shit. So actually, his efficiency wasn't great, but what are you going to do? Backed it up with a solid effort against the Nets as well. 10 points, 6 boards, 1 assist, 1 block, and 5 fouls in 20 minutes. Holy shit. Bangers! He cleared the runway as well for Jason Tatum. I'm not sure if you're following us on the old Facebook over there and Twitter. We actually tweeted this out as well. Great video of Jason Tatum just fucking launching and hammering a dunk over the Nets in a pretty crucial part of the game. Underrated part, bangers. Just clearing out the paint. Just fucking laying motherfuckers out. And just holding motherfuckers back. Basically gets posterized by Tatum. But you know what? Tatum would have been able to get up there if it wasn't for bangers. On you, bangers. Celtics are 25-7 when bangers starts as well. So, yeah, that's not bad. Not bad. How about Andrew Bogut? Well, as mentioned, picked up a couple of DMPs. Did not play coach's decisions leading up to basically Brook Lopez. Well, after Brook Lopez came back, the Lakers are like, yeah, I think we're good. How about we go our separate ways? So Bogut will be taking his 1.5 points, 3.3 rebounds, and 0.6 assists, as well as half a block per game somewhere else. Probably the Bucks. What do you reckon? 68% from the field, though, for Bogut for the year, so not too bad. How about our daily question? Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Oh, yeah. Shit house. And the final part of the Australian Player Watch, Kyrie, the honorary Australian. So just imagine if Bogut goes there. We'll have Kyrie, we'll have bangers, and we'll have Bogut. Aussie Dream Team, mate. Aussie Dream Team. Kyrie, you know, just out there scoring 24 points a game. He had 21 against the Nets. No massive real, like, goings off in his last five, so bit of a rough one. But anyway, there you go. That's Australian Player Watch. Let's get to the Monday edition, what we do every Monday. It's our Andrew Gaze Fundamentally Sound Rad NBA Australia Stat of the Week. And you know what? Even when he's getting kicked out of games, Dele, fundamentally fucking sound. Last five games since Dele came back from injury for the Bucks. The Bucks have won 3 of 5 of these. And in those five games, Dele leading from the front. He has 40 assists and 4 turnovers. I don't know how good you are at maths, but that's a 10-1 assist to turnover ratio. That's, I'll just throw it out there. That's pretty fucking good. Jesus, take that for data. Thanks, David Fizdale. That's pretty good. So, Dele, with your 40 assists and 40 turnovers over the last 5 games, you are added to an Andrew Gaze Fundamentally Sound Rad NBA Australia Stat of the Week Hall of Fame. On ya. All right, we're going to get to the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Inspiration Board and a couple of the game previews straight after this one. What do you reckon? All right, how good is this? NBA Australia just along smashing on a Monday here in Australia. What has Patty Mills got to say on the Patty Mills Inspiration Board, where we basically just check Patty Mills' Twitter? Well, look, he hasn't added too much to it in the last couple of days beyond his usual Game Day Baller Game Day. And today, the tweet is Game Day Baller Game Day, hashtag at Portland, hashtag Go Spurs Go. And look, we're going to talk about that in just 1 second, because we're getting to the Game Preview. Game previews. That's right. It's the end of the weekend in the States. The games are going on today as we speak in Australia. See, it's just weird trying to catch up on, like, you know, the timing of doing the old NBA Australia podcast, just because there was already a game today, and that was the Jazz at Heat. And the Heat win 103-102. And see, I'll probably be talking about this tomorrow when we wrap up these games. Weird one. But that means the Jazz have lost 13 of 16. But I'll take you all through that game tomorrow in the wrap-ups in tomorrow's eps. All right, so let's get to the other ones. What else is happening today? It's Knicks at Mavs, the Tyson Chandler Bowl. Holy shit. So Dirk, this is like, it's the Spider-Man meme. But it's like old Spider-Man versus like young Spider-Man. Dirk can like look at Kristaps and they can point at each other and be like, wait, are you me? Am I you? What's going on? It's going to be fun. It's actually like two pretty shit teams as well. Like the Mavs are coming on pretty hard and suddenly aren't horrible. They've gone 5-5 in their last 10, whereas the old Knicks over there have gone 2-8 in their last 10. Oh, Jesus. Brutal. So give me the Mavs in this one. I think they're just a bunch better than the fucking Knicks at the moment. Especially the Zingerberger struggling. I don't know, man. It's a tough one. Absolutely tough one. The extreme Zinger meal. Yeah, the extreme Zinger meal isn't as extreme as you would have thought. How about Thunder at Sirs? Thunder at Suns. Jesus, poor Suns. Josh Jackson, the rookie, is going to get out there, get schooled by Terrence Ferguson, Melo, Paul George. Tough. Jesus, if you want to rest someone, maybe do it against... it's at home against the Suns. You don't want to take them too lightly. They can always just fucking fill it up. And they're not doing too bad. They're 15-26. They're 5-5 in their last 10 as well. Jay Triano, man. Good interim coach. Shit actual coach, but good interim. Give me the Thunder. They are doing much better of late. So they've won two straight. They're 8-2 in their last 10. 22-17 in fifth in the West. And yeah, give me the Thunder. Spurs at Blazers. Oh, Jesus. This is a rough one. This would have been tasty because we'd have LaMarcus Aldridge and Patty Mills returning to their old stomping ground. And man, I still love that the Blazers hate LaMarcus Aldridge. All he did was like bust his hump, but he was just never that lovable, you know? And they just fucking love Dame. So what are you going to do? So great matchup for this. CJ, Dame, Nurk. And thing is, there's no Kawhi, no Danny Green, no Rudy Gay, no Tony Parker. So I reckon the Blazers win this. It's a rough one, I'll tell ya. Let's go, Blazers. And how about the final game for the day? Hawks at Lakers, bottom of the table, Tankapalooza. The Lakers... Man, Luke Walton's lost him, I'll tell you. I lost him. But I think the Lakers turn this one around. I reckon Lonzo has a big game because the Hawks are shit and he's just going to fucking take it to German Rondo. So give me the Lakers. And you know what? That's the last game for today. So we're done. That's fucking it. NBA Australia. There's another one in the books. Episode 33. Can you believe that? We've done this 33 times. It's Monday, January 6th. That's it. NBA Australia is done. Our last week in Australia. We've only got 4 more episodes in Australia until we fucking have to leave this 40 degree heat and head back to that minus 12 bullshit in New York. Holy crap. Just hoping my dog's not a fucking popsicle. Anyway, so we'll be back tomorrow for more ridiculousness. I believe tomorrow will be from Lawn or Melbourne. Who fucking knows? It's just a never-ending tour, NBA Australia. Follow us on Twitter at NBA Australia. Like us over on Facebook at NBA Australia as well. You get all the good stuff at the... at both the Twitter and Facebook, because you get the NBA Australia Never Forget every single day, highlighting an epic, epic game by one of our favorite NBA Australian players. And yeah, so you can keep up to date on all the other good shit going on too. So we have highlights, videos, fun, dumb shit. You know, it's what we do. How about you also subscribe on iTunes and Google Play? Check us a nice 5-star rating. Come on, do it. And thanks to From Oslo from the intro and outro song, Faking the Bends. Good tune, but... go check out their new band, House Hats. They are the best band in Oz. Go vote for All Together in the Triple J Hottest 100. Come on, you've still got time. Go do it. Go listen to it. Thank me later. Extra special thanks to the legends from the Ramshackle Army, Fascinator, and Green, Green, Green. Go check them out on Bandcamp and Facey. They're the tunes that you hear throughout every NBA Australia episode. They're fucking awesome. How good is that? Check them out. And you know what? As promised at the top of the episode, we have a brand new... deli review at the end of this episode, and look, I'll tell you, look, it might be because of how he decked Bradley Beal, but turns out Deli just watched Bloodsport. So that's right, Deli reviews Bloodsport. It's coming up at the end of this one. It is a bit bonkers, I'll tell you. And that's it, NBA Australia, we're done. We'll catch us tomorrow. Later, Horizon! Oi, 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 how the fuck are yous? It's old mate Deli over here. Just swinging by for another one of me timeless pop culture reviews for NBA Australia. And look, you may have heard, but I got into a bit of spot of bother the other night against DC, didn't I? Fucking, oh Jesus. But I reckon it was all a stitch-up, mate. It was absolute bullshit. Like, fucking Brad Beal over there, I was just trying to steal the ball and he fucking just sort of ran through me arms and ducked into the contact. And like, if it was footy, the umpire would be like, nah, play on, dickhead. And like, I mean, I kind of accidentally decked the cunt. Like, it was just fucking, it just happened, mate. Like,
Come on. Old man Dally over here wouldn't intentionally hurt someone. It was just like... Look, it was just like in year 8 at Maribara High School. Like, Plugger, he's running up the year 8 corridor, and I just tried to slow the fat fuck down, you know? And he sort of ducked his head into it, and I broke his fucking collarbone. Like, but it wasn't my fault, mate. He changed his trajectory. And, like, we became best mates after that, too. So, like, I didn't get into too much strife. Like, everyone realised it hadn't been it, and it was a bit of an accident. So... Look, I don't know if Brad Beal and I will be best mates. Like, this dickhead wanted to fucking punch on A. And I'm like, I barely touched him. I'm like, fuck off, you dickhead. I'm like telling the ref, like, I barely touched this fucking dickhead and he wants to fight me. Like, kick him the fuck out. And I reckon it's bullshit. Like, I don't know, why did I get fucking tossed? Like, if my fucking old mate LeBron did that, they'd give him a fucking medal. This is bullshit. I reckon it's a total stitch up, mate. Fucking Brad Beal grabbed the ref by the throat, didn't even get fucking shit for it. This is bullshit, mate. Fuck off. Anyway, so with that out of the road, look. You know, this is my review for this week. And it's not because of anything. Like, it's not. Look, just before I played DC, like, I watched Bloodsport. Like, but nah. Like, it's not why I nearly decapitated that little cunt Brad Beal. But, like, it's got nothing to do with anything. Like, it's a total coincidence. Like, it's just one of my fucking favourite movies ever. Like, you dickhead, so get off me back. Like, right, fuck off. So, one of Deli's favourite things to do is just, like, sit there with my Deli wands and my Tracky Dacks and watch Bloodsport. Like, it's just a fucking all-time classic and one of my favourite fucking five movies ever. Like, it's got Jean-Claude Van Damme kicking the fuck out of, like, 80 zillion fuckheads. And he's, like, trying to regain his honour. And he's, like, bosses are fucking after him. They're all pissed at him. He's just trying to, like, he's just like Deli. He's just trying to, go out there and do things his way, you know? It's fucked. Like, Jean-Claude Van Damme, like, gets to the end. He's got to fight a bloke who killed another bloke in, like, the previous round. And, like, this bloke cheats and shit. But not Jean-Claude Van Damme, because he's the goodie. It's the baddie who cheats. And, like, he blinds Jean-Claude Van Damme with some soldier shit. But then, like, Jean-Claude Van Damme, like, he drops to his knees, uses all his other senses, like, his old teacher taught him and shit. And then kicks the fucking shit out of this bloke anyway and wins the Bloodsport tournament. And he gets the girl. It's fucking perfect. It's the best movie. Look. It's probably just the best movie of the 80s, and not just because it's like a night out in Maribor, eh? It's just so well acted and super inspiring and shit. So, Bloodsport gets 10 out of 10 Dally ones, and I can't recommend it highly enough, mate. Everyone needs to fucking watch it. It's just so fucking good. So, go do that, and make sure you don't get ducking Bradley Beal in your road right after you see it, eh? Because that shit will get you in fucking trouble quick smart, mate. I'll fucking tell you. Alright, so that's it for me this week. Go buy my shoes, and I'll catch us next week. Dally out. Later, cunts!